All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with, yes, Lust Academy. It's been a while, but we're bringing it back. We're going back to what we're used to doing here. So, let's get started. No matter how cool she is, and no matter how cool she is in running, I can't give up that easy. Whoa, Grim. Ha ha ha. That's it, Lily. We're done. Seriously, Grim. That was cool. Is it just me, or did she do that on purpose? It's like she wanted to be caught. That was too easy. Ugh, we're so close. I can't resist your charms. Mm-hmm. I missed your loving arms, Grim. She's literally trembling with pleasure. Every moment away from your warm embrace, it's torture for me. Her tongue is fire. Is it even possible to do something like that? She's a real wizard. Your touches are so passionate, so tender, like the waves of pleasure all over my body. My panties are so wet already. Oh, wait for a second. Someone's calling and I need to take this one. No problem. She doesn't look really happy about this call. It's impossible not to notice that. No, listen, I tried. I really tried. I'm wondering who she's talking to. Yes, but no, of course not. Don't say anything to Dad, please. Is it her mother? I get it, Ma. I'll do my best. I swear. Okay. Bye-bye. Did something happen? Not really. Who called you? Your mom? Yes, I'm so sick of this. Sick of what? Unrealistic expectations of my family are killing me. You're Leona's descendant. It is inappropriate. They have extremely high standards for me. Leona's what? Do you mean Leona, the founder of Leonhart? Oh, Grim, I've never told you. Actually, we're related by blood with Leona on my mom's side. Are you kidding me? Why would I? The point is, my family is too proud of this part of our past. My parents believe that Leona's descendants should be the best at everything. And there's no other way. It bugs me so much. The last thing I want is to waste all my energy just to get excellent grades. I'm so frustrated right now. Sorry, Grim, but I better go. I don't want to ruin your mood. Come on, you're not ruining anything, Lily. I'll text you later, okay? Sure. Alright, I better talk with her when she's in a better mood. Stop, stop, stop. Lily is Leona's offspring. Does it mean that I have sex with both great-great-grandmother and granddaughter? Whoa. It's kind of a story that you can't tell anyone. No one would believe me anyway. Oh, by the way, speaking of meeting Leona, she's probably waiting for me to return the seal. I better be going. I can't even imagine how mad she is at me. I hope there won't be tons if I told you so, because she did tell me to be careful with the seal, and I failed her. I guess I've earned everything she's going to tell me. Alright, here we go. It's time to give Leona her seal back. How much trouble can such a little thing cause? It's all my fault. How could I have been so gullible? Leona warned me that the seal was dangerous in the wrong hands. This place seems so quiet and peaceful now, but when I think back, Jacob so easily defeated Victoria's spell, as if she were an inexperienced student rather than one of the Academy's strongest mages. It seemed unstoppable, all thanks to this ring. It looks like an ordinary box. Another moment. If he'd been able to point it at me, we'd all be dead by now. Ugh, even the memory gives me goosebumps. But the seal doesn't have to be used for evil. Just imagine how much good could be done. Although there's a reason they hid it away, isn't there? Leona, with her wisdom, can see better than I can. Well, let's see. This is the last time to summon her, I opened a page with house symbols. I hope this works. Weird. Usually you touch her and she's right there. Maybe she's busy with something. It worked. Leona. It's so good to see you. You seem a little different. Am I? What's wrong with me? You're kidding, right? You look like I'm taking an exam again. Oh, you mean that. I guess I don't have the strength to keep up my live form anymore. No strength? What do you mean? The thing is, right now my soul is a little bit eating away at me. Well, that's the price teachers pay for students' mistakes. Is this happening because of me? Because Jacob used a seal? Well, you could say that. I'm so sorry, I thought I was doing the right thing, but I never doubted your motives, honey. But you have to trust me more. I warn you this would happen. You knew everything, but you gave me the seal anyway? Well, not everything, but I assumed. But then why give me the seal? You have to learn and become stronger, Grimm. I chose to believe that you could do it. And you believed in yourself too, didn't you? Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. I guess, but what do we do now? For starters, do you have the seal? Yes. I'd like it back. Of course you would. It seems to have been infused with power by Jacob's ritual. It vibrates so much, it's hard to hold in your hand. You're wrong, Grimm. It's soaked with power from you. Are you ready? For what? For what? To save me, of course. Whoa! Where am I? Is this the forest? And where's Leona? Hey, Leona, what's going on? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Damn her, where the hell is Leona? Help! Here! That's Leona's voice. It's coming from over there. What the hell's going on out there? We have to find out. What the hell? Leona? Grimm, hurry up! This way! We don't have much time! Katrina is also entangled in tentacles. All the foundresses seem to be in trouble. Damn. What do I do? Man, this music really doesn't match, right? Okay, Leona first. Leona, I'm coming. Damn, mutant octopus, I'll show you. Leona the seal, how do I use it? Point it at him and direct it. Come on, work! Tell it with your heart, not with your head, you fool. With your heart, shit, gotta get it together. Yeah, I can do it. Get it. Is it working? It's working. I'm doing it, Leona. I think I'm doing it. Oof. Oh, Grimm, thank you. I knew you'd come. I prayed. What are you? You're the one who brought me. I don't remember. We were all held captive by him, Grimm. Perhaps a part of me connected to you cried out for help, and you heard it. Kiki. Katrina. We need to help the others. Katrina, I'm coming. Eat it, monster. You like the power of the seal, huh? Hey, why doesn't that thing work for him anymore? Leona, help me. We have to free Katrina. The seal doesn't work. It can't work. But how? Why can't it? The seal of House Leonhardt is my relic. The bonds that bind me and the seal are stronger than any creature. The souls of Katrina, Gina, and Frida are not bound to my seal. We can't help them now, but we have to do something. We can't abandon them, and we won't leave them. I'll stay here and keep them alive, keep the Keeper in check. And you'll go in search of their artifacts. That's a great idea, but how do I find them? Arthur will help you. He must know what Jacob's stunt led to. But don't think it's going to be that easy. The lines between the worlds have been crossed, and the Lord's henchmen will be looking for artifacts as well. After all, with them, he can finish absorbing our souls, and the world will fall into chaos. But I'm sure you won't let that happen. Now it's time for you to go back. Are you sure you can handle it here? Should I get someone to help? A mortal can't stay in this place for long. Otherwise, he'd be easy prey for the Keeper. I have to do this on my own, and I will. It gives me strength to believe that you can do your job. Thank you, Leona. I won't let you down. Goodbye. Whoa. What the hell? If I don't stop the Overlord, all the Founders die. Oh, I've got a lot to do. Well, Grimm, you always wanted to be a hero. Time to be one. That's too much for one man to carry on his shoulders. I can't even think of where to start my search for artifacts. I hope Arthur has some leads. Maybe Jacob can be helpful too. After all, he started all this shit. This may as well be a way for him to redeem himself. Oh, what a crazy night. I can't wait to fall asleep and get this out of my head. Come to think of it, this is my fault too. If only I'd listened to Leona, no one would have suffered from Jacob and his demon. How could I be so stupid, trusting this shady guy with such a powerful artifact? I won't make that kind of mistake twice. Hello? Yo, Grimm, it's time to get up. Morning to you too. What's happened? The headmaster's gathering the meeting in the main hall. Again? Wasn't there a meeting yesterday? Well, yeah. Do you want me to tell him that that goes against your schedule, Queen? Alright. Sorry. I'll be there. Cool. See ya. Come to think of it, it's an excellent opportunity to catch up with Arthur. I need to hurry up. If I get there before the meeting starts, I'll have time to talk to him about what's happened to Leona and the other House Founders. I hope Arthur is here already. I'm afraid we don't have much time. Hey there, Grimm, are you here for the meeting? You're pretty early. Oh, Mr. Dorman, I was looking for you. I need to tell you something important about House Founders. It's about them being captured by that... Is it about them being captured by that beast, Overlord? You know? Of course I know. I'm contacting 4 Founders every day. This is my duty. I'm aware of the problem and of what you did already. Good job. But I'm afraid it won't be so easy for the other 3 Founders. You need to be patient and wait till I finish my research. If you say so, but will they be okay? If we do what we must, they will. We'll talk through this later. And now, if you excuse me, I need to get dressed for the meeting. I wonder why Arthur summoned us all to the hall first thing in the morning. Well, it's no need to guess. He's going to tell us now. Greetings, students. I'm sorry for making you guys wake up so early. But there was a reason. Because you have a special day ahead of you. At my school, only unscheduled exams were announced so cheerfully. I hope wizards aren't that cruel. Oh, that's right. It's Yule. I wonder why we're here. Yule? Never heard of it before. What's that? No, bro. Don't worry. It's a holiday. Normal people celebrate it on the winter solstice or something. Is it different for wizards? Why don't you be patient and listen to the headmaster? Then you'll find out. As you know, at Christmas we let the students go home, so you can celebrate with your families. But in the wizarding world, Christmas is a minor holiday. The most important holiday of the year for us is Yule, the longest night of the year. According to the legend, it was on this night that the Horned God gave the world its first wizard. Traditionally, classes are canceled on this day, and the students go to their houses to celebrate Yule, to Cordale's special cottages high up in the mountains. Usually students celebrate with their house, but I've always been for the unity of Cordale's students, so I suggest you choose which house to celebrate with. Oh, what wonderful news did you hear, Naomi? Yeah, but we get to celebrate Yule together, wouldn't that be great? It'll be just like when we were kids and our family celebrated together. You really think I'm going to celebrate with the losers from Leonhardt? You probably wouldn't fit in with the Adirons. You're too positive and naive. They won't even let you in. Come on, Naomi, don't be so stubborn. Come with us, it'll be fun. Yes, Naomi, don't be so stubborn. Besides, I've never seen you with the Adirons. And you talk to Lily all the time. We would all love for you to celebrate with us. Okay, all right. Just stop begging me. I didn't think you'd grovel for this. And what world is asking humiliation? She's weird. Now I'm going to open a portal through which you can get to the cottages. You will go there for a day and a night. Have a lot of fun. House leaders, please gather all those who are going with you. I'm counting on you. You're responsible for the safety of the students on this trip. A perianium. Great. The portal is stable. Remember that you have a day and a night to celebrate well. This time tomorrow, the portals will reopen and you can return to the academy. Headman Leonhardt, you go first. As you say, sir. All those celebrating with Leonhardt, follow him. Guys, everybody follow me. On the other side of the portal, we'll gather at the entrance to the cottage. See you on the other side. Whoa! Wow! Elijah didn't hesitate for a second before going in there. I'm a little apprehensive, though. Though why am I surprised? Ella's the head man. I'm sure he's used portals before. Please don't drag this out. I'm not as tough as I was when I was young. I don't think I can hold a portal all day. Who's next? Me, sir. Been there, done that. Whatever lies on the other side of the portal is hardly dangerous. The sooner I decide to go in, the sooner I'll be over and done with. Whoa, that's a lot of snow. I've never seen so much in my life. Whole mountains of snow caps. Ugh, it's cold here in a t-shirt. Where am I, anyway? Where did Elijah go? And where's that cottage they were talking about? I don't understand. How irresponsible of him to just leave like that. Ooh, excuse me. What if I freeze to death now without finding the cottage? I certainly did. Celebrate Yule. How beautiful it is here. Grim! Haley, thank Bigfoot I won't die of cold alone here. Oh hey, you're making me feel a little warmer. But we're both clearly not dressed for the weather. Brr, you bet. Let's go to the cottage. I would, but I don't know where it is. And where did Elijah go? Judging by the footprints in the snow, I'd say that's where we're going. Haley, you're so clever. I never cease to be amazed. Let's go. Yo, headman, where'd you go? We almost got lost. Correction, he almost got lost. Sorry, guys. It's so cold out there. I wanted to open the cottage as soon as possible. Come on in. Wow, it's cozy and pretty in here. The important thing is that it's warm. Couldn't you have told us to bring our jackets? It's part of the magic of the holiday, Grim. Don't be such a drag. Quiet. Did you hear that? It sounded like it was coming from that room. Maybe a raccoon crawled in to get away from the cold. It's possible, but it could also be a bear or a troll. Just in case, stay behind me. I'll check. Just be careful. What the? Someone's hiding right here. Get ready to attack on my command. Reveal yourself. No. How did you find me? Please don't hurt me. I'm begging you. Who are you and what are you doing here? Please have mercy. I can explain. Just don't throw that ring at me. Or that thing at me, rather. Calm down, lady, and explain to us who you are and what you're doing here. My name is Celine. My group and I were camping, but a snowstorm started and I got lost. I thought I was going to freeze to death, but then I came across the cottage. I thought it was abandoned. I really rang the doorbell, but no one answered. So I climbed in through the window. While I was warming up, I found this dress. And when I wore it, it made me invisible. Believe me, I'm not a thief. I was just surviving. Please don't throw me out in the cold. Let me wait here for them. Lady, what do you take us for? Of course I wouldn't throw you out in the cold, especially not on Yule. We came here from Cordale to celebrate it. You're welcome to join us if you like. Really? Phew. Thank you. I'm so glad. You have no idea what I've been through. I don't know what Yule is, and I don't have the energy to celebrate. I'd rather sleep and not make a fuss. Make yourselves at home. Girls, I have an assignment for you. What is it? It's cozy, but it doesn't feel festive. You're from magical families, so I'm sure you can decorate better than any of us. You got it. I love decorating for Yule. Great, then let's start getting ready. I don't know how wizards prepare for Yule. Sorry, but I'm sure I can do something to help. Lily and Naomi are doing the decorating. They could probably use a man's hand. Or I could find out what Haley, Samantha, and Audrey are doing first. Either way, it's a long day and plenty of time for everything. You're looking very focused on something, Haley. Ha ha ha, really? I was just thinking about the cake, but maybe I'm taking it too seriously. The cake? Yep, Elijah asked me to make a cake. Oh, I can help you with that, if you wouldn't mind. What are you talking about? That'd be great. Well, well, well. Sift the flour and baking soda together, then gradually add them to the egg mixture. Add a little milk and vanilla essence mixed so the batter is fluffy. Seems that we did everything right. Can I try it? Sure, but it's still raw. Of course it is. When I was a little girl, I used to love raw cake mixture. Nothing has changed. And it's also too liquidy now. So what? We can add more flour first. Don't you think so? Yes, we can add it. But all I want now is to taste it. Okay, that's what you want? Exactly. Here you are, then. Have you washed your hands? Are you kidding me? Obviously, yes. Mmm. It seems that... What? Ah. Mmm. 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 It's just hard to understand, but I can say that. It's absolutely okay. I wouldn't add anything else. Okay, I blindly trust you with that. I guess now we can only wait. But I have high expectations for it. How do you usually celebrate Christmas with your family? Oh, we always roast 2 rotisserie chickens and bake lots of spicy potatoes. Really? And my mom makes marzipan cake. It's the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. I swear. Wow. And since we're a big family with big family values, we come together at the table and have a great time, all of us. Oh, that's great. That's how I used to celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving. What's that? Can you smell it? Maybe it's time to check the cake. You think so? Yes, actually. It's too soon, but still. Oops. What's in there? It's not clear yet. Well, something went wrong, as you can see. Maybe that's how it should be? Very doubtful. What's that smell? What's going on? Oh my god. Well, it's just as I thought. It was the worst idea ever to trust something this important to freshmen. Ugh, now I have to redo everything by myself. Elijah, we followed the recipe. I can't understand what happened. That's true. I believe you, but we still need to make a cake, because the one we have now is disgusting. Maybe Grim and I can try again? No way. We can't ruin so many ingredients. I'll do it myself. Girls, what are you doing? Grim, I'm so happy to see you. We're decorating the Christmas tree. Yes, kinda. I thought she was Adarin, the other chick. Don't you want to join us? May I? You're more than welcome. Great. Don't want to offend you, Naomi, but it seems that these big balls ruin everything. No, no, no. It helps to show the highlights properly. Oh God, okay. Let's leave it like that. But there's another crucial thing. We need to put one more string of Christmas lights. What? What we have now isn't enough. That's just what it needs. More lights would be a little overkill. Grim, what do you think? Don't know, but adding more lights is always a good idea. Okay, I don't want to fight with both of you. We don't have enough time. What the hell is that? We decided not to use the balls you just put on. Don't you find them ugly? Let's just take them off, alright? But I think it looks good. We respect your taste, but it's better without them. Yeah. How's it going, guys? And girls? Yes, sorry, and girls. We're almost done. Well done. By the way, do you know something about an old tradition to kiss under the mistletoe? Of course. What? I haven't heard anything about it. The idea is that if you meet someone underneath it, you should give them a kiss. Regardless of who the person is. Don't know about you, but I prefer to honor the tradition that's been observed down the years. And since Grim didn't know anything about this ritual before, I suggest he starts and chooses who he wants to kiss. Me? Okay. It won't be Elijah. I do like Naomi. But, you know, Lily... Oh, Grim! Are you sure? Without any doubt, I want to taste your lips. Your soft, full lips. I want it as much as you do. Really? Show me how much you want it, okay? They're so sweet. Oh! Really, Naomi? You envy Lily? What? Definitely no. Thank you, Lily. I enjoyed it, really. Me too. You're a great kisser, that's for sure. I better go now. Don't want to interrupt your decorating process. Samantha and Audrey are standing at the front door. Are they going somewhere? Samantha appears to be trying to talk Audrey into something. Yo, girls! What do you think of this place? It's cool, I love coming here. Right, they're sophomores, so they've been here before. It's cold and boring. She's always like that. I wanted to make a snowman. You know how much I love snow. We never get that much at home. What's the problem? She's bored walking by herself, so she dragged me along. And I'm cold inside, too. I never get temperatures this low in my home country. I can decide which one of them to support. I don't know, but I'll leave it up to you. Are you Team Samantha, or Team Audrey, or Team whatever the hell Grim decides because nobody wanted to vote? Let me know in the comments section. This is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Uncanny Valley with Lust Academy, and we'll see you back here next time for more. Stay tuned.